Cosmos. Well, there is science and there is truth. Theory is some facts, but I personally find the version of quantum theory from David Bohm make much sense, best sense of those theories, and also harmonizing and expressing it in a functional cosmological ontology, whatever you would say. These ideas that the other founders of quantum physics tended to drift into, that of ideas that were similar to the Vedic, the Vedantic teachings of India. In other words, this Puranic cosmology that we just looked at least in essence. But again, when we look at these ancient cultures, the way they inscribe their knowledge for the future, we're in rock, of course, hard, good rock, lasts for thousands and thousands of years, and ways like that in symbolism, using pictures, metaphoric language, stories, which it makes perfect sense, both as we looked at previously, because when you are dealing with topics beyond, you know, the reality as it is, beyond the world of physical forms that we experience with our senses, that we give different names and can relate to, well, that is all beyond this world, and therefore our entire, well, simply spoken, and therefore it needs to be expressed, or does well to be expressed, in metaphor, language, with analogies, comparisons to objects that we are familiar with. Anyway, I forgot what I started talking about.